Hastings traffic, Foxtrot Whiskey Kilo, hangars taxiing to Hope Point 190. Hastings traffic, Foxtrot Whiskey Kilo, cross vector, and we'll be backtracking one there.
It's odd how that's just green, like it's almost been not mowing that bit, little bit there, eh?
Yeah. A lot of grass.
Hey?
A lot of grass.
Yeah. Turn it into hay, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just park it over there a little bit more. Just come over. Just park it with that yellow line. So
yep.
just keep it, there you go. That's better right there. That's perfect.
Right there?
Right there.
Cool.
So just that prop's not too close to all the stones over there.
Oh, right, yep.
Yep.
Throttle friction set, trim, set of takeoff, mixture, fuel is on, flaps, instruments, channel on both, hatches and harnesses, skewer,
yeah.
And, controls full for you, correct.
Sweet. Where we're vacating to, just say vacating south, and we'll make a call as we get up, when we get up.
Okay. Yep. Cool. Okay. Hastings, Trevor, Foxtrot Whiskey Kilo, landing up 1-9. Hastings, Trevor, Foxtrot Whiskey Kilo, rolling 1-9, vacating to the south.
It is a bit bumpy, yeah.
Feet already. Maybe a lake for cover?
Yeah, we'll just keep heading this way for a bit, yeah.
Okay, yep.
Just have a look behind you to see how we're tracking.
Oop, yep.
Yeah, head towards Lakeford Cow anyway.
Yeah. I think Triple Foxtrot Whiskey Kilo laid up when vacating to Lakeford Cow, climbing 3,000. What's the ceiling around here? For?
Oh yeah, 2,000, 2,500, so we're past it now, so it's a
okay. Right. Cool.
Having a look down that way as well too.
Sorry?
Just having a look down to the north there, northeast to see
yep.
there. But yeah, we should be able to get 3,000 here.
Yep. Still not used to this turbulence.
Hey?
I'm still not used to the turbulence.
Ah, me neither. Oh, we're up here, it's alright, that's good.
Yep. So we get over those hills.
Sweet, so we'll look at these, we'll just look at a stall and the approach configuration and bits and pieces and see, have a look.
Yep.
So when you're ready, just set us up for a stall and approach configuration. So with the stalls, so you're just feeling a bit nervous about wing drops?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also this turbulence.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, let's see how we go. We'll just do it. Let's just do one, the approach configuration.
Okay, yep.
And we'll just kind of go from there.
Okay, cool.
Right, so, you're with me, so it's all good.
Yep.
So, just be relaxed about that.
Yep.
And this is the time to make mistakes, is with me on board.
Yep.
So, cool. Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good. Yeah. Just a hazel check.
Yeah.
So, we're 3,000 feet. We're going to use the power and flip.
Yeah.
Configuration.
Yeah.
Security. No loose items. Ish. Kind of.
Yeah.
It'll be right. Engine T's and P's are in the green.
Yeah.
And location, mod above a Delta carrier,
yeah,
or high terrain.
Yeah.
And then lookout. So,
so generally, so the other thing I do when I'm doing stalls are perfect. It's all good.
Yep.
Is lookout turns. I'll just do 290s because I want to basically face into wind.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Is this into wind?
Yeah, pretty much,
yeah. So, we'll go to the east and then we'll direct to the south.
Oh, cool, yep. All good, my side. You can definitely feel that gap getting your bum. Perfect. Cool. Cool. Well, let's just try one of those power and flap jobs.
Yep, so just recover at the stall home.
Yeah, just at the buffet, eh? Or with buffet,
that'll
be good. Yeah, that'll be good. Just with buffet's fine.
Yep.
So just ignore the horn.
Yep. Yeah.
That's it, recover. Right, just off control?
Yeah, control.
So we'll just sit here in this, so yeah. So
yep.
Just as you come out the stall, just feel, watch my feet, feel my feet.
Yep.
So So I'm just clicking the reference point there. What have I got? 1500, sorry, it's turned in. So just. I'm just using the feet, that's all I'm doing.
Yep.
And that's all you do. And then, so if you kind of use it there, then all of a sudden you just kind of push forward, roll the wingsail, now it's flying. And then out. See that?
So that was my sensation was overtaking my.
Yeah, that's good. All right. So we're just kind of acknowledging that. So, yeah, so let's just do that again. So I just use my feet.
Yep.
I'll let it go. And then it'll go. And then I'll just, well, just check forward. I'm just pushing forward. Now I'm rolling my wings level because I'm flying now. And then I'm recovering.
Okay.
So just
still getting used to the sensation.
yeah, so do one more time.
Okay.
All right. That's my height. There we go. So pulling back, pulling back. So I'm just using my feet. Okay, it's going to drop. I check forward. I feel the rudder. Now I can roll my wings level.
Yep.
And then climb back out.
Okay.
How was that, Chief? Okay.
Still getting there.
Yeah, okay. So what we'll work on then is we'll just work on a couple. I'll just say recover, but I just want you using this leading into the stall. I don't want you using that, all right? So we'll just try that bit first, all right?
Okay.
All right, so... you have control?
I have control.
Yeah. So just spin us around 180 degrees.
Yep.
Actually, this might be...
You want me to raise the flip?
Oh yeah, that'd be good too. yeah.
Wow.
Oh, maybe about there. That's probably a bit, it might be a bit better. We'll just go this way for a bit. So just try a stall this way.
Yep.
All right, so give it a go. So, hell check's complete. I've done the hell check.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Right. So just pick something a reference point just up there and just use those feet to keep it straight. Just keep it straight on that, keep it straight.
Yep.
Just keep it straight, that's it. Alright, just recover there. That's it. Just check a little bit. That's it. Now you can centralise that rudder. Awesome. Perfect. What was wrong with that?
Aileron a bit.
Nothing, mate. You were just a little bit late on the rudder, but you didn't use any aileron, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, alright, so just climb back up.
Yep.
We got all the flap up? No, cool, you climb it, that's it, full power. Spin around 180, I'll just see what happens here, because it might not be... So you've got to let those tell those feet what to do, right?
Right, yep.
So just a little bit slow on that.
Yep.
Oh, let's turn that dome light off.
To fix up my seatbelt. That's right.
You okay?
Because it's like up here rather than down here.
I have control.
You have control?
Yeah. You want to lie across your hips, so just pull that one there. Pull those on there tight. Is that more comfortable?
That's better. Yep.
Righto. Okay.
Okay.
So again, I'll just call the recovery, but yeah, so it may drop a wing, but yeah, just use those feet, all right?
Yep.
So use those feet leading up and use them in the recovery. Cool. Away you go.
Cool.
Just wake him up a little bit. That's
yep.
it. Okay, just have that reference point up in there. Just maintain that. Don't worry about speed or anything else. Just maintain it just so you can pick it right up there. That's it. I can feel those feet going in. Awesome. Cool. Just keep coming back. Keep coming back. There it goes. And just relax that back pressure. That's it.
Back, check forward.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yep.
So just relax that back pressure. You're just not quite doing that as well.
Right. Yep.
So yeah, just relax it.
Yep.
Right, I'll tell you that the hell check is now complete, so you're now clear to pick a reference height, reference point ahead, and go ahead and do another one.
Okay, sure.
Okay. So I'm going to just keep it straight with that rudder.
Yep.
And as the aircraft stalls, just opposite rudder, just relax and a bit of back pressure. That's it, you're pretty good focused on that, it's good. Keep coming back.
Yep.
Hold on.
That's going to stall.
Yeah.
That's already stalled.
Oh, bugger, okay. Okay, just try it. Well, I have control.
You have control?
Righto. Okay, I'm just going to bring it back to the stall again.
Okay, yep.
Okay, so I've got it in the full configuration.
Yep.
We are fine. You have control?
I have control.
Just grab a reference point out there. That's it. Keep going. Just keep pulling back. Keep on, that's it. Keep going. All right.
Ooh. Weave.
Yep.
All right. That was a bit more than I expected. Wow.
Okay, so just relax that back pressure.
Yeah.
I'm not running yet, so I recover. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll do what? Shall we do one more?
Okay.
Sweet. This time we'll just do a 180. Actually, no, you can do it. I'll just do 290s, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest wing drop I've ever had.
It's going to be hard, quite hard when you review the footage to see if you're drifting left or right, but
yep.
Maybe the compass might give it away.
Yeah, sure. I can kind of see myself drifting left or right, it's okay. Just I think my foot is,
yeah.
I'm not pushing the pedals enough
yeah.
to keep the balance.
And just relax that back pressure too.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah. If you think people enjoy wing drop stalls, no one really does, right? So yeah,
no.
Yeah.
A6 traffic, Sierra Charlie Alpha is 1 power, 1,800 feet, tracking to the north.
Yeah. Might go faster,
yeah,
at some point.
Sure. Okay, so coming back, so just keep those central and just get, use those feet, pick that reference point. Okay, so when the aircraft stalls, we're just going to relax that brake pressure and we're going to apply opposite rudder. That's all we're going to do.
Yep.
Keep pulling. There it goes. Raise the nose back on the horizon. That's it. Cool. So just to reiterate, I have control.
Yeah, control.
So it's just that. So it's this bit here, right? So I'll just bring us back.
Yep.
So it's this bit here. When it's stalling, it's just unstalls the aircraft. Just that, all I did there, unstall
yep.
it. All right?
Yep.
That's the unstalling bit. And then when I do the feet bit, it's the, okay, it's not going to go yet.
Oop.
Yeah. All right, we'll leave it at that anyway.
Okay.
Do that. That's all up, that's all up. Cool. And where's our mate from Waipawa?
Over
it. So a quick look. What do you
say,
1,500? 1,700? Yeah. Not sure. This is our airstrip here that we were going to go and have a look at today, but
are you?
I don't think it's going to probably work. So we're doing 120 knots. Holy shit. That's what we're doing.
What's that?
Saying that we're doing 120 knots. And we're doing
122 knots. Wow.
30 knots.
It does feel fast.
It feels super fast, man.
Do I have to do the solo today, or?
Oh, you don't have to do a solo today, nah.
Okay, cool.
I'd never push anyone into something who feels comfortable about it, yeah.
Yeah. Like if I wanted to go on to the next lesson and just kind of work at it, and then.
Yeah, we can come back to it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, so yeah.
And I can go on to the next part
yeah.
of the training.
Yeah, you can, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That's the strip we're going to look at there. But
where is it?
Just here. Just right here. That's the airstrip we're going to look at today. But
oh, yeah, nice.
I just think with that wind, it's just going to be...
You know the owners will...
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Are they allowed to, are you allowed to touch and go and stuff or?
Oh, we could we could touch and go on it, but I just think today,
all right.
The amount of wind we've bloody got, like, let's have a quick look.
Yep. Wow.
Yes, probably just going a bit too gnarly, eh? I ain't going in there today, so not a good idea.
Maybe this afternoon when it's a bit calmer?
Yeah, a bit calmer, yeah. Yeah, it's quite... about a quarter inch tailwind.
Yep. 70 knots.
That's up there, yeah. Wow, look at that, feel that.
Wow.
Holy shit, that's
great. Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah. Righto.
Yep. Today would have been a good day to do those forced landings.
Yeah.
Because that time we did it, we didn't even have any wind, so...
Right. I'll tell you what we can do is just, Hastings Base, Hastings Base, Foxtrot Whiskey Kilo.
Go ahead.
Just have a wind check at there, what's the wind doing?
Hastings Weather Information Alpha, issued at 20160, wind 090 degrees, 14 knots, gusting 21. QNH 1019, temperature 122.4.
You say it's an easterly, 090?
Affirm.
Doesn't sound right to me. Oh, we'll just go down one to runway 19 anyway.
Yep.
You like? Yeah, control.
And control.
And we'll just go join a and break Hastings Strasbourg, quite short whiskey kilo is joining down one runway 19, we'll stop. Everything else cleaned up, so yeah, control. Just bring it down to 1100 feet.
Yep. Sure.
Let's keep coming down to 1100.
Yep.
You can see the wind lanes off there.
Might be a bit of a choppy landing.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, traffic. Sarah Charlie Alpha is Lake Makawa, 2100 feet joining.
Yep.
Look how fast we're going,
131, wow. 132?
Yeah.
Myself back on the over here a bit.
Bloody is too.
Oh, wow.
Strong east, that's
a cross one bending.
Yeah.
Been a while.
That's really weird. Go with the blueberries, at least.
Yep. Should be. No picking to that. I didn't put out the flap.
Right?
I hadn't put out the flap, but I'll go with flap one for now.
Yeah, I
just because it's windy.
I'll probably stick with that too, eh?
Yep. Kilo final was just 19 full stop.
Romeo Juliet Kilo is taxiing from the northwest hangar to the club on the western side.
Golf course might be a bit rough. Oh yeah, I see it. Coming a bit faster this week, so.
No, I like the fact you come in, like you're coming about 70 knots, eh? Like, yep. There's a bit more control.
Yep.
There's a little bit more power. So, yeah, is it, you just don't get too low across here, because you get thumped around here.
Yep.
And now you've got control, now you're going to just, yeah. That wind speed is favouring that side there, so that's it.
Correct. Yep.
Now you can bring that power off, now you're there, yep. In the zone.
Yep.
Bring that power right off.
Yep. That's it.
just go towards the pumps here and we'll just put in, bring up to about 30 litres a side if you're right.
Yep.
Happy with that?
Cool.
Hastings, Trevor, Bosch, Whiskey Kilo, vacates runway 190 and taxi to the pumps. Forgot to turn the cover on.
Got it now?
Yep.
And just tuck that flap up now, eh?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Hastings traffic, Sierra Charlie Alpha's overhead, we'll join downwind, 190 grass.
Yep. Coming for the
Romeo Juliet Kilo's crossing all runway to the club.
I'll go on the other side. I can just